There is so much in the name, right? There's history, there is culture, there is family. And in the United States, the first thing that happens when someone is incarcerated is that their name is actually taken away and a number is given. Currently, these are some of these horrible stats, but I think it's important to contextualize. In the United States right now, there's 2.2 million people whose names have been taken away and are now numbers. There are 4 million people who are on parole or probation. And there's 6.1 million people who can't vote because of felony convictions. So mass incarceration is clearly not about individual acts of criminality or individual responsibility. So it confirms that the United States punishment system is a much larger problem, at the root of which is institutional racial inequity. So racism and white supremacy is at the base of our criminal justice system in the United States. So the most effective movements right now in the United States to interrupt and dismantle that system are designed, developed, and implemented with the scholarship and leadership from the communities and the individuals who've been directly impacted. The African American community, the Hispanic community, and people in poverty. So today, I'll be presenting the artistic ensemble that Rand spoke about. It's 15 inside artists and 4 outside artists who rehearse and perform inside San Quentin Prison, outside of San Francisco, California. And the company is one example of performing artists who are currently incarcerated using their art to highlight institutional structural racism. And who through their creative process, they're imagining and pursuing the changes that they want to see in their lives, in their communities, and in their societies. So this is the front page. I don't know if you can see. This is the front page of the website that they designed, and then we implemented, those of us who are part of the company on the outside. And there's a cursor that if you move the cursor, this circle sort of represents how we begin and end each rehearsal. And the cursor has a member's name, and then next to their name, the number of hours, minutes, and seconds that they have been incarcerated. I think one of the differences in conversation with some of you about the system here in the United States, everyone in this group are serving life sentences, some of them double life sentences. The fact that sort of we work on trying to communicate the impact of sending someone away when they've caused a crime at the age of 16 or 17 for the rest of their lives, and what that means for that individual, what that means for their communities, for their families. So that's part of sort of this emphasis on looking at time. So I'm going to ask Rand to shift now to a PowerPoint that I'm going to try to run. Okay, so this photo shows the company in the chapel in San Quentin where we perform. And they're in front of a board that has the numbers of years that they have served, and that comes to 334 years altogether. And so since the summer of 2013, the artistic ensemble has met weekly for 2-hour rehearsals. The first public performance in November of 2014 was Waterline. And since then, we've had 3 devised evening-length pieces that have been performed: Faultline in 2015, Ways to Disappear in 2016, and Sight Unseen in 2018. So currently, the company is working on a performing arts and restorative justice symposium. And when Rand came in and said that he was organizing this symposium, there was a lot of excitement about how there might be an exchange between people here and people who are part of the company. So there's been some questions that have been posed from a member of the artistic ensemble, and we'll be bringing those to the prison where Rand works when we go there this week. So there's going to be a conversation that begins. And I also want to say that whenever these presentations are done, there's a real effort to bring the voices of the people in the company into these rooms. We usually do calls, and so they would be doing the presentation. They call us, and we accept the charges, and then they lead this conversation. Unfortunately, because of the time difference here, we weren't able to figure that out. But I want to really acknowledge, like, this is part of the issue around doing this kind of work inside, is that these walls are really fiercely kept so that the kind of communications that's necessary for self-representation is really diminished. Mm-hmm. My voice should not be the prominent voice today, and yet it is because of these limitations. So the Restorative Justice Symposium that's being held is a day-long event that includes performances, conversations, and community brainstorming about issues facing returning citizens and what they face as far as reentry barriers, such as housing, employment, education. The audiences that are being invited into San Quentin, they include activists, artists, probation and parole officers, politicians, employers, as well as other men inside of San Quentin and the staff itself. We've been fortunate that there's been some legislation in California recently so that some of the people who are serving life who had no chance of going in front of the parole board are now getting an option to go in front of the parole board. So we've had four members that have left the company, left San Quentin, and are now working on the outside. Some of them in theater, some of them in IT. They are going to be coming back into San Quentin to be in dialogue with the men inside about their transition out. So artistic ensemble members are scholars. They're directors, they're musicians, they're choreographers, they're activists, they're intellects, they're poets, they're designers. And they're investigating modes by which to author their own bodies and their own histories. The members' creativity offer possible pathways for visibility, connection, and agency. Personal stories, writing, historical and current events, movement metaphors are all brought to the group by inside and outside artists and members of the company, and then are developed over months of experimentation and rehearsal. So this piece, titled Some Things That Have Happened Since I've Been Inside, was written by musician and author Richie Morris, who was incarcerated when he was 18 years old. He's now 59. So you can see this list. He edited that long funnel and performed this as part of Sight Unseen. This image, created by company member Chris Marshall, is the storyboard for the piece Fault Line. The first two boxes in this image indicate audience members and company members sitting together on stage in circle conversations. Topics such as crime, family, the earth were discussed. Questions such as, can you imagine the United States without prisons? What does that look like? How do you define a criminal? Do you carry your criminality in a physical way, a mental way, spiritual way? What if you could never see your family again? If solid walls hold us in prison, what are the walls holding you? So responses from audience members and from company members were then woven into the sections of the piece. And here are some images. Oh, sorry. So this actually, is one of the images from Fault Line. And each of these performances have been held inside the chapel at San Quentin. Each section of these assemblages is made stronger because of the other sections. In each inside and outside member has a role, whether that's a choreographer, an author, an administrator, a performer, musician. But these roles shift and change depending on the piece's needs, the members' time, and their interest. And here are some images from Faultline. The choreography in most of these images is done by Banks Williams, Choi Panong, Los Meza, and Luke Padgett. And that's the four of them there. Artwork for the programs has been done by Gary Harrell, and the back pen work here is done by Chris Marshall. The San Quentin Media Center, which is run by Men Inside, as well as some outside artists, photograph and videotape the work. It's a long and arduous process for those of you who have tried to document work. It's a very long and arduous process to bring cameras in. We're so fortunate that there's a media center at San Quentin that produces, many of you might be familiar with Ear Hustle. So, and Banks, the man, he's the sound producer for Ear Hustle, and he's also part of the media center there. So all the media, the editing can be done inside the prison and then gets okayed to be brought out. The artistic ensemble is striving to create an artistic space within a punitive, regimented, linear, hierarchical system. In this system, order, schedules, and a single logic prevail and are relied on as a means by which right and wrong are deciphered. The creative process that is utilized is the antithesis of this prison environment. It's collaborative, it's really chaotic, it's super disorganized. It can also be easy and fun and graceful. As inside and outside artists working in an inhumane system, a system of white violence, the company strives to develop a creative process that supports our humanity, one that considers the way that we attend to ourselves and to one another. The artistic ensemble is born out of struggle, strength, imperfection, hope, and determination. This image is one, so the prison is located on this peninsula. It's surrounded on water on three sides. And it's also the flight path for San Francisco Airport. So there are planes flying over all day long that can be heard. And people can also hear the sound of the water. So it's very much like being on an island in a way. And so one of the images that came up was this idea of with these planes, like this question about like who's over their heads and what can they see, and also where are they going. And so part of one piece was at the end of the piece on sheets with rocks that they gathered from the area there, they spelled out, "We are here." We worked with sounds of airplanes going over, but sort of just like these messages, how to send messages to the outside. So the artistic ensemble asks its audience members to take action, not just to be passive receivers. These actions can be small or large. Our hope is that we can dismantle the scaffolding that keeps the prison system intact. Thank you for listening. Mm-hmm.